what is the animal that you usually stay pretty far away from because he has the ability to spray out a very unpleasant odor?
Skunk.
What is, do you know a difference between a skunk and a polecat?
Well, I mean, it's a different, it is a different animal. A polecat is small, kind of like a cat in a way, house cat. Has stripes, black and white stripes, at least a stripe down his back and the tail. Where a skunk can be big and solid black, or he might be colors too. But I caught a skunk one time when I was in my teens.
Did
I trapped on the Savannah River. Used to trap, made some extra money back when I was in my teens trapping, catching muskrats. And I caught a skunk one time, big black skunk. I never had seen a black skunk. He was huge. I didn't know it was a skunk, really. He was drowned. I had him trapped set on the bank where whatever would get in it, fall in the water and drown, and that's what happened. I pulled that trap out, and there he was, dead. I carried him home, and I decided I'd skin him for the fur, because he was so beautiful, he'd bring lots, I thought. And I didn't know about that scent bag that had to be taken care of.
Oh.
I cut through it.
Oh, that must have been terrible.
That must have smelled like a skunk for a week or two before you ever get rid of the scent.
What do you do? How do you get rid of the odor on your clothes?
Then you didn't have disinfectants, or at least we didn't. You just had to wash and wash and wash till they finally disappeared.
Somebody told me once you could bury them, you know, for a week, and then dig them up.
I heard of that too, but I thought you were supposed to leave them buried.
Oh,
I couldn't afford to do that.
Oh. Have you ever heard of a civet cat?
Yes, but I don't know what they are. There was such a thing in trappers' books, but I don't remember what they are. I don't think we had any.
What is a general word that you hear used a lot to refer to all kinds of animals that you'd consider to be pests?
Well, in farming days, foxes were pests because they would steal the chickens, and possums, likewise.
But now, if you wanted to refer to all of these, you know, and you didn't have a special name for them like foxes or skunks or anything. You just were talking about all kinds of animals that might just, you wanted to get rid of. You'd shoot all of something you could find.
Well, what men would say back then, they didn't have any nice name for the whole group.
Oh.
And it wouldn't do me to tell you what
Uh-oh. Well,
sometimes say.
Well, do you think of a word maybe that begins with a V?
Varmints.
There. Now, did I define that right to you?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure because it's kind of hard to do. What kinds of squirrels do they have in this vicinity around here?
Just plain gray squirrels, I think.
Do they have any red ones? Have you ever seen
them? I don't think so. There have been a few cases of what they call fox squirrels, but I think they're just because of the size. They're bigger than ordinary gray squirrels.
I see, but they're gray too.
I think so.
I see. A little animal that has stripes on his back, but is a small little creature that lives in the woods and I think probably lives in the ground, but is sort of kin to a squirrel, might be what?
Chipmunk.
That's what I was thinking of.